Eagle and Wake Up Columbia. Listener discretion advised.
Second leading cause of death for kids aged 10 to 14. Second leading cause of death. We're talking kids aged 10 to 14 years old. Unfortunately, suicide. And here's something else to think about. Every suicide death in Missouri averages a cost of $1.3 million in lifetime medical and work loss cost. And here to join us this morning to talk about this from Centerpoint Hospital, Mike Tallow. Mike, welcome into the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I know kind of some harsh numbers to try to digest, especially when we're talking about kids age 10 to 14, second leading cause of death is suicide. Be difficult to stomach when we're talking about the cost of suicide death. But Centerpoint Hospital of Columbia, you guys are trying to do something to combat this. What is it you guys do?
Well, we're an inpatient psychiatric facility, and we treat children and adolescents and adults and even elderly adults. And that's our specialty.
Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle and 93.9TheEagle.com. Now, what about, and here's one of the things I think about before we get back to talking about young kids is we think of a psychiatric facility, and I think there's still some folks that have that, and I don't mean to be callous here, but it's probably a reality. A lot of folks think, you know, a facility for people that are having psychiatric issues, it's a bunch of people with unkempt hair running around in hospital grounds kind of doing the, what do we call it, the lithium shuffle. Because, yep, mm-hmm. Because they're medicated.
Right.
And has the scope of mental health issues changed, or is it our opinion as a whole on people suffering from mental health issues, has that changed?
Well, that's a good question. I've been doing this for quite a while, more years than I care to recount. These issues have been the same from the time I was in graduate school until now with grown children. People don't like to talk about mental illness. They don't like to identify family members with mental illness. They don't go in for help when they need to. And you just mentioned one of the largest misconceptions, and that is the what we call, you said, the lithium shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle, mm-hmm. the severely medicated patient. And there are many. I ran a state psychiatric hospital. Sure. That is part and parcel of the treatment. But more than that, it's your neighbor. It's your family member. And when you include alcoholism and drug abuse into that statistic as well, my guess is every other person you look at probably has some kind of issue, whether they're just sad, depressed, can't sleep at night, financial worries, mm-hmm. Some very situational items, but also some what we call indigenous. Which means that I'm not really too sure what the cause is.
Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle 830. Mike Tallow is CEO of Centerpoint Hospital of Columbia. And that's interesting because I think one of the other things, and I've got a lot of personal experience with this. This is one of the things I enjoy talking about.
Okay,
because I feel like I am qualified to talk about it. I'm laughing, but I'm being serious because I can look at it now and say, ha, ha, ha. But there are a lot of people. Sure, we get bummed out. Sure, there's a seasonal affective disorder, which can really bring people down. But for a lot of people, there's a misunderstanding about, no, people say, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, I'll tell you what, if you've got on shoes, boots with straps, you ever reach down while you're wearing those shoes and try to pick yourself up?
Can't do it.
Cannot do it. Sometimes you need some help. And sometimes people's brains are miswired and they do not, like other people live a quote-unquote normal life. Their brains are wired normally. The dopamine and all that stuff is hitting the way it's supposed to be. And then there's a lot of people, for one reason or another, the wiring in the brain just doesn't match up. But it's not to the point that they're doing the Thorazine shuffle in a hospital, but it's they're showing up to work every day and they're smiling or whatever when deep down inside they want to be at home, in bed, hiding underneath the covers. And I think that's a more accurate picture of what's happening nowadays.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. trying to get people to come forward many times is hard. And typically what happens if I'm speaking at a larger engagement is afterward, as I'm walking out to my car, someone will come up and ask a question. And it is true also that many times they'll say, I have a friend, when, you know, they're talking about you, or they're talking about their husband or their wife, or and as you open our little talk this morning, they're talking about their children, and they really don't know what to do. They're at a loss, and they're not going to pick themselves up by their bootstraps.
Can't do it. Hot Talk 93.9, The Eagle, it's 840. And I know you guys do a lot of different things at Centerpoint: drug and alcohol addiction, mental health issues, young and old.
Yes.
And I think the other thing is a lot of folks, and I'm asking for some guidance here. A lot of times I think that individual that's suffering through any of that stuff, they are more often than not probably not going to be the one to pick up a phone and say, man, I think I need some help. Something's just not right here. I'm thinking that individual, and I don't have stats. That's just my personal perception. What kind of guidance could you offer to somebody that somebody knows somebody, hey, I think this person might need some help? How do they approach that person? What's the best way to go about that?
That's a good question, and we get calls regularly for that. As you said, most people don't call about themselves. They're calling about someone else, or we'll have an emergency room call us. Someone has been brought in, and they were brought in not because they asked for help, but because there was some issue, some serious issue, and they had to be brought in. And One group that I would strongly recommend is Al-Anon. Now, we're veering off of mental health, but it's all combined. And to be able to sit with a group of people that have had the same problem, and you can get some ideas about how to approach someone, that actually the Al-Anon message is very good for mental health as well.
Really? So here's what's in, and again, I'm speaking from experience. I'm familiar with these 12-step programs. A lot of people think Al-Anon, when they say, hey, maybe you should go to Al-Anon. Well, I don't want to. What, are you going to go and teach me how to baby my alcoholic or baby my drug addict? That is not what Al-Anon does.
Not at all.
Now, they teach you how to live life. So Centerpoint, our guest is Mike Talmo. He is the CEO of Centerpoint Hospital in Columbia. They treat people with mental health issues and drug addictions and things like that. But you guys are also, you do some really cool things in the community here in mid-Missouri.
We do a lot of speaking engagements. We love to do that. We bring people in. We offer continue education credits, and we're going to be doing more of that. Cool. Your listeners may or may not know that we're a fairly brand new psychiatric hospital. And myself, I've been in Missouri now in Columbia for 3 months. So,
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And one of the joys of running a facility, a psychiatric hospital like Centerpoint, is the ability to have a lot of wonderful staff, very competent staff, psychiatrists and nurse practitioners and social workers and the rest, to be able to do those speaking engagements and offer those kinds of interventions in the community.
So let's say somebody's thinking, you know, maybe I need some help, or maybe, you know, I need to ask about what should I do for a spouse or a friend or a coworker, what would you suggest they do next?
Well, they can call us. There are a number of other hotlines in the area that they can Google, and all they have to everyone. Rather
but
than
it'd
me
be nice.
Them.
It'd be nice to call somebody local that's
it,
here.
It would, and they can call a Centerpoint. They can call our main number, which is
573-615-2001. Centerpoint Hospital of Columbia, treating addictions and mental health issues. Mike Talmo, CEO. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
I can sit here and chat with you for hours.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I don't have that kind of time. 615-2001. Hot Talk 93.9, The Eagle, and 93.9.